Joined now on the phone by Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, mayor of a town that is commemorating the Civil War this month with a whole bunch of different activities going on around the community, including a big one that just happened this past weekend. Mayor Stevens, how are you doing?
I am doing well. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing all right. On a very busy day here on the air, but also a really busy month in Hillsborough. I know the big Civil War commemoration event took place this past weekend, but there's a lot of events and sort of ongoing exhibitions commemorating the Civil War.
And you'll find that at Visit Hillsborough NC website, and you'll find it on the town website as well. But there's old cemetery tours, there's walking tours. This Sunday we had a program on worship and faith in the churches in Hillsborough, and of course, you know, a lot of these churches were still standing at the time and were very involved. Then we have the Historical Museum has some special programs, and we have some Civil War music coming up at St. Matthew's Church, and it just goes on and on. But it's, of course, Hillsborough as part of this whole area where Sherman's Army came through, and the surrender that was signed at Bennett Place, and our own visitor center is the place where General Johnson had his headquarters. So feel like we were part of that April 1865 event. And for those who are interested in that part of American history, it's a good place to be.
Again, visit hillsboroughnc.com if you want to know more. And we've talked about this on the air before, just how unique it is that Hillsborough is a town with both a lot of Revolutionary War history and also a lot of Civil War history. But it was really striking to me. We talked about that, the church event before it happened a couple of weeks ago. And it was really striking to me just how many churches just in Hillsborough predate the Civil War and are still in operation today.
Absolutely. And if you go to for example Dickinson's AME Church, which is right on Churton Street, it was actually the old courthouse that was built in 1791. So and then when they built the what we call the old courthouse that's right downtown in the 1840s, that was standing there, of course, during the Civil War, they had moved it up the street and bricked it over, and that became part of the church. So there's a lot more, and if you start looking sort of beneath the stones,
there's a lot of history in Hillsborough and a lot of growth in the town's immediate future, too. We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and we've spoken before recently about the expected growth in Hillsborough and how the town's going to manage that and retain the small-town character, but that growth is happening right now, and there's a ribbon-cutting ceremony for a bunch of new homes in the Waterstone community coming up tomorrow, right?
Yes, and of course, you know, Waterstone is the large mixed-use community that was approved over a dozen years ago. In Hillsborough, it is where the Orange County campus of Durham Tech, so our community college, is located at the south end of Hillsborough. It's where UNC Hospitals is opening up, and there'll be ribbon cutting there later in the summer, so we're very excited about that. Well, there's places for retail and for office buildings and a hotel, but under construction right now are single-family homes, some townhomes, and some apartments. And so there's a ribbon cutting tomorrow at 5 for the very first of the homes that are going to be ready there at Waterstone. So we're very excited about that. You know, Aaron, we have over, I think, 1,000 homes have been approved so far. So a lot of them are there at Waterstone. Some are in Forest Ridge. Some are right at north of town. And various places. And I think what I'm very pleased about is there's a variety of different kinds of housing stock that's available. So that's we think that's a good thing for our community, and that's a good thing for Orange County.
And I've gotten the opportunity to teach at Durham Tech's Orange County campus in the last year, and so I've really gotten a chance to see Waterstone, and it really is a place where there's a lot of potential for future growth down the road. So it's a really good place.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, we got to let you go, but again, that ribbon cutting ceremony is tomorrow. It's at 5 o'clock at Ashton Woods is the official name of the community in the Waterstone complex, and then that Civil War commemoration ceremony or series of events going on all month long. Hillsborough, visit hillsboroughnc.com if you want to know more about that. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.